G'day and welcome to Who Watches Us, the movie podcast where we watch the movies, but who watches us?
Who watches us?
Exactly. I am Brendan.
I'm Alex.
Yep, that'll always be awkward. This is either going to be this is either going to be episode one or two, depending on how well the edit comes out for the first one.
Yeah, exactly.
That we did this. But, yeah, welcome to the podcast. We just watched The Meg.
Yes, we did.
And should probably give a quick little spoiler warning. We're going to go deep into talking about the plot and things that happened in this movie. So, you know, you've been warned.
There's your warning.
Yep.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah,
bloody. Bit aggressive. Yeah. Bit aggressive, but
very, very aggressive. Should we talk about like why we're doing this podcast at all? Or
yeah,
do you think?
We
covered it in episode zero.
We did, but we don't know if that'll see the light of day.
Yeah,
so let's give it a little rundown.
Yeah, go for it.
That essay is basically just for fun. Just for fun, I want to watch more movies. Brendan wants to watch more movies.
Yeah,
I haven't really seen a lot of movies. Brendan has.
Yeah, we're both looking for an excuse to watch movies and hang out together.
Flex some creative muscles.
Exactly.
Just have something to do, you know. I think it'll just be a fun little side project.
Yeah.
Something to work on when you know.
Nice little passion project.
Yeah, exactly.
Something to look forward to in the week.
Honestly, I have been looking forward to this.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I could not wait for Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad we waited to watch it together.
Yeah.
Because if I watched it by myself, I don't think it would have been as entertaining.
Yeah, it would have been so boring. I would have got so mad. Like, it was like funny this time around. Because like anytime I got frustrated or something stupid happened, I could just like burst out in some sort of exclamation and then you'd laugh and that made me laugh.
And a lot of stupid things happened in this movie.
A lot of stupid things happened.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Where do we want to lift off from? How do we want to start this?
So I guess we could get into, this was my pick. I picked The Meg. I thought it'd be a fun movie to watch together because it's I basically thought it was going to be one of those movies that it's like so bad it's good.
Yeah.
I think it really sort of skirts that line. It's not like terribly bad, but it's
also not super great.
It's not good either. But it's it's pretty comical, like the concept.
Yeah,
of just
it is.
Big Shark.
It is pretty funny.
Yep.
Big Shark. Jason Statham.
Yeah. Yeah, this...
What's
this,
not to love?
This movie, yeah, starring Jason Statham, Bing Bing Lee, and Rainn Wilson, and it's directed by John Turteltaub. I hope that's how you say that guy's name.
Probably.
Yeah. I enjoy a little bit of Statham in my movies. He basically just plays the same guy in every
movie. I was about to say, he plays the same guy in every single movie.
Yeah.
It never gets old.
Yeah. at this point, it's probably just him, and he's not acting at all.
Yeah, he's just Jason Statham is his part.
He's yeah.
He doesn't even have to audition anymore. Just
no, you know exactly
what you're
getting. That's probably why he's got so many of these like just fun. Sort of like action, I wouldn't say action comedy, but it's like it's kind of like a bit like action ridiculous. I don't know how you would sort
like
of
a, like a blockbuster.
Well, yeah, have you seen Crank?
I have seen the first Crank, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah. I feel like that kind of sums up his genre.
Yeah,
that he goes for.
He's got his own genre.
Yeah.
He's like The Rock, but British.
Yeah, okay.
And he plays the same role in every movie, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I think The Rock's definitely been typecast in that sort of way now. Just like action movie, plays the same sort of character. But that's what people want to see. Yeah,
exactly. So you can't really hate on it because that's pays the bills. Highest paid actor in the world, if that's still the stat.
It might be. This movie came out in 2018. Yeah, 6 years ago.
It's crazy. I feel like it came out like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, but what did you think of the movie?
Yeah, pretty much what you said. It's just like not terribly bad, but it's not that great. Like, I think it was entertaining at some parts.
Yeah.
A bit silly in others and kind of drags. Kind of drags a lot. I swear, we paused the movie like 3 times. We're like, whoa. I swear, this movie, I thought this movie was done.
Yeah, 38 minutes into this movie. Like, I actually have to check the time. I'm like, are we done? Is this the movie? What else is going to happen? It definitely hit all those like beats. That you see in a typical movie, the hero's journey.
Yeah.
Yeah, so did you like the movie?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did, but I don't know if I'd watch it again.
Yeah, I think if it was on...
I'd turn it off.
You turn it off?
I think I'd turn it off.
Yeah, let's do something else.
I feel like it's one of those movies that you watch and then you never watch again. It's one of those movies that you feel like you've already seen before.
Yeah, that's fair. Should we talk about the movie a little bit? Should we go through the plot?
Let's dive into it. Would you like to go first? We both prepared notes while we were watching.
Yeah, we took a bit of notes. I reckon we can just talk through the plot and then, anytime you got some sort of little anecdotes that you want to throw in there, just interrupt me.
Yeah.
So I think... we start this movie with some dudes in a submarine. something's happening. Like, something's going down. And we don't really know what. And everyone's freaking out. Everyone in the submarine is not going through any protocols or like any checklists like that you would do in an emergency. Mm. I'm assuming something happened with this submarine.
Yeah.
And
Jason Statham's been called down. He's part of like a rescue crew.
Yeah, he comes down and he helps everybody.
Also bald.
Yeah, yep, that's true.
Sorry, I've got that in my notes.
That's great. That's a good note. But yeah, he comes down. He helps everyone out. He's got a couple friends, I think, that are either like on the submarine or on the crew with him to like save these dudes in the submarine. But something goes a bit critical when he's on his way out, and he basically has to like make a decision where he saves like I think it was like 10 or 11 people, but then just has to let everyone else die.
There was like 8 other people died.
Yeah, everyone was panicking real hard. In this moment, and then Mr. Statham is kind of just taking his time, just like,
yeah,
oh fuck,
oh fuck me,
what am I gonna do?
What am I gonna do?
So yeah, they he pulls the trigger, they escape, and the submarine explodes. And I think Mr. Statham, he like sees something while he's down there. Like, I think he sees the Meg.
Yeah. Yeah, his name in the movie is Jonas Taylor, but we'll just refer to him as Mr. Statham.
Oh, Jackson, yeah. A lot of my notes say Jonas, so I might just start calling him Jonas.
Well, good.
It's interchangeable, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I couldn't find a word for it. We'll be using interchangeable.
I guess at this point, I didn't actually know his name, so I think I was just writing Statham for a little while. I did that with a couple of the characters. I wrote down their actual like character name, but then sometimes it was just the actor's name.
Mine was like descriptions of what they looked like or like what their role was. Jason Statham, he was just Jason Statham or Jonas or after. We'll get into a little bit later. I have a couple of other names for him. Bold Boy was one of them. Bold Man.
Yes.
Beer Man.
Yeah, I think we, after that, we're thrown to like this. I think it's like an oil rig that's been converted to like a marine life base or something like
kind
that.
Kind of like a research station.
Yeah, research station. Like it looks like an oil rig, but assuming it's been converted.
Yeah, by, jump forward a couple. I don't know if it's a couple years, a couple months.
Yeah, I missed that part. I think I was taking too many notes. I missed some like on screen text. But yeah, Rainn Wilson is the guy that pays
Research facility station. Yeah. He's basically Elon Musk.
He is. He's musking it up in this movie.
Yeah, we're also now in China, by the way. I don't remember where the last thing happened, but we're in China now.
I don't know. But yeah, we're in the Chinese Sea. What is the Chinese Sea called? I actually need to look this up.
The Chinese Sea.
South China Sea? That's probably right.
Yeah, Chinese Sea.
Oh, yeah. So, that's where this bloody research lab is. We go in the research lab and there's a child there. It's very confusing. I don't think I'd ever take my kids to like an oil rig converted to research lab, but that's just me.
Yeah, so basically the head researcher or researchers is the mother and the grandfather of this little girl.
Yeah.
Basically the people on payroll for Rainn Wilson's character. He's funding all this and they're doing all the research. They've got the team. They're basically filling him in on what's happening. They go down this elevator from the top of the oil rig / research station, and then they come into this, I guess, the headquarters where Elon Musk meets the team.
Yeah.
And
there's a comical amount of wildlife when he comes down into that into that room. There's like two whales.
Yeah, they're playing like whale noises and stuff.
Yeah,
trying to make a big impression.
Yeah, the kid's mum, Su-Yin.
She's a marine biologist.
Yeah, marine biologist. And Rain's like, did you try to orchestrate this? Did you like plan this for them to be here? And she's like, oh yeah, I played some like whale songs or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to think that like the whale songs aren't actual like whale noises, and she actually writes whale music.
She composes whale music.
Yeah. And they just really fuck with it, and they're like, fuck you.
Damn. That's just fucking fire. What the fuck?
This slaps.
So anyway, what they're preparing for is they're going to go to the bottom of the Mariana Trench because they think that their bottom layer, basically the floor of the trench, is not actually a floor. It's like some type of gas content, and they can go beneath it, and they will be the first people to ever do that. So obviously big paycheck, big obviously scientific thing, if you're into that, like a marine biologist would be. Lots of life under there, supposedly.
Yep.
So they're preparing for that mission. So who goes down? You've got
Toshi. You've got other dude. I don't remember his name.
I called him Beardman.
Okay, Toshi and Beardman. And a lady.
Laurie. Her name is
Laurie. Yeah. Who we find out a little bit later is Jonas's ex-wife.
Yeah. So basically they're going in. Before they go, they've reached the bottom of the trench. Bit of a jump here, but it doesn't take long. So, and then they make a sexual innuendo about breaching or going in.
Yeah,
the
like
thing.
Insertion or something.
Insertion,
like that.
Yeah. Preparing for insertion.
Yep.
Toshi has a little giggle. Best character, by the way. so they go, they go underneath the surface, and you know, basically all their wildest dreams have come true. They find all this life, the whole ecosystem under here.
Yep.
Supported by like the thermal vents, it's just warm enough to support life or something.
Yeah, yeah. There's like this weird barrier in between these two ecosystems, and they call it the thermocline or something like that.
Yeah,
and it's supposed to be like this, like the barrier itself is like sub-zero or whatever.
Yeah, it's basically impenetrable because if they leave, they're just gonna die from exposure to really cold temperatures.
Yeah,
so it's but, all
but somehow this... like they can push their craft through there and it's fine.
Yeah, it's not like an actual layer or anything, it's just two different temperatures.
Yep.
So anyway, they're underneath, they're exploring, everyone's getting real excited, and then something's happened.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a shaking, a little bit of a bump. They see something coming on the sonar, and it's big. It's real big.
It's real big.
It's really big. You'll never guess what it is. It bumps into the ship. They're looking around. They're going, oh no. And then it bumps into the ship again, and then they lose contact.
Yeah, well, before then, like, I think one of the guys up at the research lab, he's like, oh, you said something bumped you. I'll get the rover, because they have like a little rover thing down there. Ah,
that's right.
I'll get that and I'll go check it out. And then I think whatever it is down there, because it's a secret, attacks the rover. And then the guy's like, I lost telemetry.
I lost telemetry.
Which is just such a weird way to say that.
he lost bloody telemetry, and there's nothing he can do.
Yeah,
basically he loses telemetry with the rover, and then they lose all telemetry,
all with, contact. With the crew,
the submarine.
Yep, Toshi and friends.
Toshi and friends.
Yep.
So, and then basically they're gonna need a rescue crew.
Yeah, but who are they gonna call?
One of the guys on this at this research station, I think it was a year ago or 2 years ago that they say,
yeah,
this same kind of thing happened. He said he saw something.
It's like nobody's attempted to go this deep for a rescue. One guy's like,
there's actually three people.
I know someone.
Yeah.
Well, I know three people. And only one of them is still alive for some reason.
Yeah. You can probably guess who it is. It's Mr. Yeah. Jason Statham.
It's our boy Jonas.
Yeah. He's in Thailand. Yeah. So they take a little chopper to Thailand.
Yeah.
And when
first off, why the fuck did they do this mission? And then they just didn't have any protocols for like a rescue mission.
Yeah.
If something went wrong, like they had no backup plan.
They were really banking on everything going right.
They're like, this has to go right. And if it doesn't, I guess I know a guy that could help.
Yeah. But he probably won't help.
Yep.
So anyways, cut to Thailand. You see Jonas.
Isn't it? Is it Thailand?
It's in Thailand, yeah. He's just chilling in Thailand because why not? He's got business there, I guess. He has like a little boat company, or he lends a guy a boat. He charters boats.
He's hanging out. He's
he loves beer.
He does. He loves beer.
I've actually got a note here that says Jonas likes beer, and then I crossed that out and said Jonas loves beer. Because during a conversation, they dropped the sentence, or they dropped the word beer like 16 times about how much he likes beer. I should have counted.
Yeah, you should have been on the beer counter, but it's all right.
Yeah. Oh, unlucky. But anyways.
Yeah, so...
There's two fellas, the dad and old mate.
Yep.
They track him down. They went to his apartment. Don't know how they found out where he lived or how they got in, but they were in there. And then basically they do the whole spiel of like, oh, I'm not going to do it. And then they show him that his ex-wife is in trouble.
Yep.
And then he's like, all right, I'll do it. basically, he says he won't do it, and then he does it instantly.
That's... yeah. Somehow he's just convinced, seemingly off-screen. I don't think we ever, like, saw the resolution.
Yeah, they
How
don't
long
really
did it take them to get
that.
To Thailand, by the way? Like, they were in the middle of the ocean.
Chinese ocean.
Yeah, I'm just watching back through the scenes. And this man literally always has a beer in his hand when he's in Thailand.
He loves beer.
He's like, the first time we see him in Thailand, he's sleeping at a table. He's got an empty beer in his hand, and then some lady comes up and swaps the beer in his hand. He's just bloody snoozing away.
He loves beer.
He does. He loves
he really
beer.
Loves, he really, really loves those Thai beers too.
Mm. Yeah. But yeah, they seemingly, like, they hear he's in Thailand and they somehow know exactly where he lives in Thailand. To the point where, like, I mean, they haven't seen this man in like 2 years, I think. And they know where he lives and they break into his house and wait for him to show up. So he opens the door and he's just like,
you guys want a beer? Because I want one.
Yeah. It just, it makes no sense. Like, I don't know why that's a trope in movies these days, to like, to be in that the person's house already to like convince them to go on a mission with you. Like, this isn't the Avengers.
Yeah.
Like, there was a reason why they sort of like broke into his
Yeah, they're acting like secret agents. They just look at wildlife.
they're supposed to be his friends.
Yeah, one guy's like a rescue crew guy. Yep. And then the other guys are just like marine biologists, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm assuming they had to like make the plot point that it was his ex-wife just to get him to go there, because like he doesn't want to save normal people. Like, he has to have some sort of like emotional tie to the mission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he's convinced.
He's convinced. He comes back with them to China.
Yeah.
To the research station. Basically, there's not much in between him just getting ready for the mission and going.
Yeah, I think they like they cut back to the submarine or like the whatever the craft. What do you call them?
Submersible.
Submersible, man. You know all the words.
They called it a glider in the.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they cut back to Toshi and friends in the glider.
Oh, sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. Not the glider. I was talking about something else.
So they go back to Toshi and friends in the not the glider.
The submersible.
The submersible, yep. And they're mostly all good. Like, Laurie's injured. I think she's got like a screwdriver in her side or something like that.
Yeah, from being knocked around by the Meg.
Yeah.
They turn the lights on. So they're basically trying to reinstate like life support and stuff so they don't die.
Yeah.
And then when the lights come on, the Meg attacks the ship. Oh, the
submersible. Well, something attacks the ship.
Supposedly. At this point, you think it's the Meg.
Yeah, we don't know.
No one knows.
But yeah, Toshi's pretty feeling pretty grim about everything. He's writing a letter to his wife on paper.
Yeah.
1,200 meters underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of wild.
Yeah. That's just how it is sometimes. You gotta hope for the best.
You just gotta get it out.
Yeah. But yeah, I think like, yeah, they turn on the lights and then something bumps into the ship again. And then
Laurie is injured. Yeah. Screwdriver right into the belly.
Yeah. And then telemetry guy is like,
I've got telemetrics.
Basically, like, telemetry guy's got no telemetry, but then he's able to use telemetry to figure out that the ship's been impacted. So this guy, like, he's either a liar or he's just not very good at his job.
He was a bit of a fucking whiner, I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Never shut up. God.
Yeah.
I think he's supposed to be like the comic relief character, but he was just kind of annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even remember. DJ, I think is his name.
DJ, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, people are getting restless up at the research lab. You know, they've sent their friends to go find this other guy to help, but then apparently that's taken too long. Even though they instantaneously teleported to Thailand.
So who other than the mother of the child?
Yeah.
She's going to go down there and she's going to try and save them.
Yeah. Su Yin is going down for an earlier rescue. Because for some reason...
she's a marine biologist and she knows how to rescue.
Yep. Apparently. Spoiler, she doesn't do shit when she gets down there. She actually needs to get saved herself. Oh my god.
Yeah. But so basically... she goes down.
Yep.
Jason Statham arrives.
Yep. No one's watching the kid,
No one's watching this kid. So Jason Statham goes to his little submersible. The kid's in there. I've got in my notes, the little girl is the pilot. I really thought that she was going to be piloting this fucking thing, and I wouldn't put it past this movie.
What are you talking about?
I thought the little girl was going to be driving the submersible down to the bottom of the Mariana Trench.
Yep.
But she wasn't.
No.
You also find out that she is so fucking nosy. She's really nosy.
Very nosy child.
Very nosy child, putting herself in everybody's business.
Yeah, so I think just after this, like Jonas and Mei Ying, I think her name is.
Yeah.
They have like a little bit of a bonding moment. Like, Jonas likes kids. Kid seems all right. Don't take it that way. But yeah, Jonas is like getting ready to do this job, and then like he's sitting on top of the water, and like the submersible or the glider or whatever that he's using to go save everyone is telling him like, all right, it's time to start. And he's up there, and he's like, oh. Having PTSD and he's hesitating.
I've got Beer Boy has PTSD.
Yeah. What?
I've got Beer Boy has PTSD.
Beer Boy, okay. One of his many monikers.
I told you, there's going to be lots of interchangeables.
Love it. But he gets over it pretty quick. He goes down, and then I think Su Yin, the mum, she like has her own encounter. Like, she passes the thermocline, she gets down there, and then something bumps her ship, and at this point I thought she's dying.
Yeah,
like she has to die right now. Like, that's just how these movies go. It's time to die. Spoiler, she doesn't die at this point.
Yeah.
And it's not the Meg, it's a big squid.
But hold on a second.
What's going on?
Big squid is crushing Su Yin's glider.
Yep, somehow. This submersible glider that's built to withstand
the pressures of the deep bottom sea of the ocean.
Pressure is getting squeezed by this giant squid. Yep.
But then the squid, its grip lets up. You see purple blood floating in the water. What could it be big enough to take out a squid that big? You guessed it. The bloody Meg, mate.
Oh. I think at this point, Su Yin's just like, oh, there's a fucking big shark.
Yeah, and then Jason Statham goes, it's a megalodon.
Instantly, it's like, it has to be a megalodon. It has to be. And then he's also suddenly an expert about the megalodon. Like, he knows that the light attracts the megalodon for some reason, even though he, like, wasn't there with Toshi's friends.
Yeah.
And I don't think there was any light at the submarine incident either. So, yeah.
Yeah.
He's just an instant expert.
Yeah. Not the marine biologist, though.
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet.
Yeah, she become an expert.
Yeah. So anyways, they have a bit of a kerfuffle. Su Yin's in trouble. She has to deploy her tanks. So basically she'll float up to the top of the ocean. Jason forces her to because she's just going to get in the way. Jason lands his submersible on top of theirs.
Yep, docks.
Forms like a seal, you know, opens up his hatch, tries to open up theirs.
Yeah, he had to, like, MacGyver his way in there as well. Like, he had to...
And then they just turn up from the bottom and open it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they're rushing to get up this ladder, get into Jason's submersible, but they're running out of time. So what does... Toshi's the last one to go, so what does he do? He puts his letter in Beardman's pocket, and he closes the hatch.
His letter to his wife. Yeah, my note for this part of the movie was Toshi didn't want to go home.
Yeah, I wrote, Toshi must hate his wife, because he didn't even try. He kind of just let it happen. It kind of looked like he had time, to be honest.
Yeah.
But we'll just let him have his heroic moment, you know, he gave up.
This is the first self-sacrifice of the movie.
Yeah, there may or may not be a couple more of those to come.
Yeah. So what happens?
So basically, after that, they pretty much get away safe. The shark attacks Toshi's, the submersible Toshi's still in, and... they get away pretty much unscathed, make it to back to the research facility. And at this point, this is what we were talking about before. We're like, is this movie done? He just...
Yeah.
I wrote in my notes, movie is pretty much done, I guess. He kind of saved everyone except Toshi.
Yeah. So I wrote, the rescue lasted 38 minutes. Su-Yin congratulates Jonas by blaming him for Toshi... killing himself. And then I wrote, is this movie over?
So yeah, there's a little bit of beef. Su-Yin blames Mr. Statham for Toshi's death. You know, he's like, this is why I don't do this anymore. He goes to his quarters.
Yep.
Some time passes and some more exposition happens, I guess.
He has a PTSD shower.
Yeah, he has a PTSD shower.
Yep. He comes out of the shower and Su-Yin's barging into his room to apologize.
Yeah, she doesn't notice he's naked somehow because she doesn't look at him once.
Yeah.
And then she gets kind of flustered. And I've got in my notes, Su-Yin wants that bold penis.
Okay. Did you say bold penis?
Yeah. just for a little bit of alliteration.
Nice. I wrote, Su-Yin peeps on Jonas. Why is there a big circle window on his bedroom door?
Yeah, what is that? Everyone can just look straight in. He was probably going to get changed there as well.
Yeah,
just
probably he might have been cock out in front already. Of
everybody.
Yeah,
yeah,
bold bok.
His big bold bok. And this is when I had another note.
Yeah,
it's not really related to the plot, but it just says acting sometimes not very good.
That's amazing.
I think it had to do with the little girl. Obviously, yeah. She's a child. Her delivery's not amazing sometimes. I don't know if... She speaks Chinese as well, so I don't think English. Probably not her first language. So, considering that, it's like, I'm not going to give her any grief, but it just... Sometimes the acting was not great. Su-Yin kind of talks like a robot.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that.
I did notice that. I don't have a note in here that criticizes Su-Yin's acting. But not a direct diss. I have like a compliment later that somehow it's like a double edged sword. It like disses
backhanded
there.
Compliment.
Yeah. We'll get to it a bit later.
It might not even be her acting, it could just be the way the script was written.
It could be. I think it might have just the been delivery. Like a, second language,
not, yeah,
barrier,
yeah.
But yeah, we return to form. No one supervises the child again. they're all like upstairs having a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're all upstairs having a meeting, and then Mei Ying is like downstairs underwater by herself. Like, she's got like this little toy robot, and there's also like a little Roomba that's got like a shark fin on it. I thought that was a nice little touch, the Roomba with the shark fin.
That was a cute little detail.
I like it when Roombas have like little like dress up things on them. It's cute.
Some little subtle foreshadowing.
Yep.
Not really though, because the movie is called The Meg.
Yeah. I wrote, no one supervises this child except for the Meg. Because at this point, she's like in a big glass tube that's got like a walkway. She's just walking around, and like it keeps cutting to like Meg vision. And like Meg is watching her. I'm like, the Meg does the most supervising of this child in the entire movie. In
the entire movie.
Legit, like actual on-screen seconds and minutes. it's the Meg doing all of the work.
So yeah, she's playing with this toy, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And she, it runs into something, so she picks it up. And as she turns around, what does she see? A big shark face looking at her through the glass. It bites down on the glass, and you hear Mei Ying scream. And then everyone upstairs having a meeting is like, whoa, 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 what's going on? And then finally, for the first time in the movie, Su Yin is worried about her daughter. She goes, Mei Ying! And then they somehow know exactly where she is, so they're running to
her. Oh, I think they hear her scream.
Oh, do they?
Okay. I was going to make fun of that as well, but yeah, like, she screams, like, a couple of times, and they track her down that way.
Ah, okay. Yes, basically they come there, and then they find her. The shark is gone. They're not really sure what's happened, so back at the HQ, where they were monitoring the submersibles and stuff in the bottom of the ocean, they find out that there is a mega shark highway that was created when they left the temperature thing.
Yeah, when they bursted the thermocline.
Yeah, Elon Musk has a little conniption. He's like, are you telling me we just made a freaking mega shark highway? What the frick? So basically the mega's on the loose.
Yeah. They did notice, though, like when they go to see Mei Ying, that there's like a big bite mark in the, like, in the glass, like the tube and stuff. They're like,
fuck would that be? Yeah, so they find out somehow it's come up here. Well, not somehow, they figure out here, but yeah.
Yep. And their solution to this is to try and track it down.
Yeah.
And
trying to do some damage control.
Yeah. Like, they want to deal with it themselves. For some reason, they don't want to contact anyone. We should probably point out that, like, at this point, Rain Wilson, I don't know his actual, like, character name, but Rain Wilson is, like, he's getting, like, greedy about it. Like, he wants, like, the first, like, exposure or whatever to this, this Meg.
You realize he's not really in it for, the scientific accolades. He's more in it for to gain
the glory,
the glory, the money, the notoriety, the wealth.
Yeah, he saw dollar signs.
Yeah, he's not in it for the love of the game.
No. So yeah, they go on a boat, and they try to track it down. I don't remember how they know where it is.
I also don't remember. They figure it out somehow. There's some weird explanation.
Yeah. They seem to really know how to track it down.
They had, so basically they had different ships and stuff, and they could see that the ships were being attacked.
Ah, yeah. Well, that's not their ship, right?
I don't know. I don't know if it was theirs or someone else's. They started just operating.
I don't think it's their ship, because when they get there, there's like a huge shipwreck, and there's like, sharks that have had like all their fins cut off and everything.
Oh yeah, that's
and
right.
Then, and then there's a dramatic zoom in on Suyin's dad, and he's like,
My favorite part. All for a bowl of soup.
I'm all for a bowl of soup. And it's like a really dramatic zoom in on his face. And my note was that a dramatic zoom on guy that hates soup.
All for a bowl of soup.
Yeah, so they're out there and the Meg is there swimming around.
Yeah.
And they're like, alright, we gotta tag this bad boy.
Yeah, so we can find fast. It.
Yeah. So my note here is Jason Statham shows off his swimming skills.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this is along the lines of your note, sometimes the acting's not very good, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I've got Ruby Rose can't decide what accent she's using. It's like, at the start of the movie, she sounded really Australian.
Yeah, I could swear to God she had an Australian accent, but then she kind of morphs into this American accent.
Yeah. I don't know if she adds anything to the movie.
Not like, really. At she's all. She's kind of there.
Like, there's a couple of characters that are purely there just to sort of drive the plot along. Mm. But I'm not sure Ruby Rose does anything in this movie at any point.
Nothing notable.
Like, there's like this doctor guy that wasn't happy that they were going to get Jonas involved with the rescue.
He thought he was crazy. He was the doctor that was on the mission a couple of years ago.
Yeah. So he's like, no. And he's like building tensions. Like, oh, are they going to get Jonas to do it? Didn't really build any tension, but.
No, not really.
We all knew that it was going to happen. But that's why he was there. That was his only role. He kind also just like immediately.
Kind of to give Jonas a little bit of redemption as well. Everyone was calling him crazy.
Yeah. And
like giving him shit for what happened because like he killed 8 people in their eyes.
Yeah.
Left them to die. That's why he went to Thailand and he stopped doing what he was doing.
Yeah. He forgives Jonas. So yeah, I guess you could see the redemption point of view for that one and a bit of vindication, I guess.
Yeah. So they're trying to tag the Meg so they can they can keep tabs on it while they prepare to kill it. Essentially, they've got this neurotoxin kind of thing. I don't know if it's a neurotoxin. They use it to put whales to sleep.
Yeah, it's just like a little sleepy serum for killer whales.
Yeah, so they can, with enough of it, it'll just kill it.
Hopefully.
That's the plan.
That is the plan. Jason Statham shows off his swimming skills. He's got his little spear gun. He swims out into the ocean right towards the Meg. What do they, like, they do some sort of distraction, right?
So basically he successfully tranks it.
Yeah.
But then, because they're reeling it back in...
That wasn't the trank, that was the, the tag. Like, the GPS tag.
Oh, sorry, yeah, the tag. So, tag is what I meant to say, not trank. They tag him.
Yep.
And while he's being reeled back in, Suyin's like, stop. The vibrations are attracting the shark.
Yeah.
So, they stop it, and then the shark starts coming after Jason Statham, so they're like, okay, we'll pull him back in again, so start it back up.
They just keep doing what they're already doing.
Yeah. So it's a cool scene where Jason, I almost call him Jason Momoa, Jason Statham is being chased by the Meg. And he, you know, is trying to get away. He's holding on for dear life as he's been yanked in. And then he does a cool little dolphin move where he goes down and up and jumps back onto the ship. I don't know if that would actually work in real life, but it was cool to see, I guess.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it looked a bit silly, but, you know, at this point, it's fine, I guess.
Yeah, and I'm kind of blacking out here. I have a big hole in my notes, so I kind of forget what happens here.
Yeah, so what happens at this point? Like, he...
The shark just kind of leaves him alone for a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, so he gets drawn back up to the boat, and I think someone else falls off the boat.
I think Jax, which is Ruby Rose's character.
Yeah. Well, I think that happens...
Hold on. Can we pause just slightly? All right, sorry about that. Where were we?
Oh, good. So, Jason Statham, he gets pulled back onto the boat. He gets saved in dramatic fashion. The Meg sort of, like, swims off. And then they're like, okay, we're going to use these... we're going to use this, like, tranquilizer thingy to try and take the Meg out. So, Suyin is like, well, I'm the expert. And I know all the... I know all the secrets. I know all the, like, the soft spots on sharks. So I should be the one to go into this, like, little acrylic cage. I guess that's what Ruby Rose's character does. She explains the acrylic cage.
Yeah, she explains the acrylic cage. Maybe she's, like, a weapons and equipment kind of gal. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. So Suyin goes down there and... while she's down there, I've got the note, she reveals her secret. Basically, her plan was she was just going to try and shoot the Meg in the eye.
Like she couldn't have just told Jason Statham that.
Yeah. But I guess she had to be the one to go down there. But I think they run into a bit of trouble down there. So Jason Statham, he starts putting his gear back on. And then he shows off his diving skills. And I think this one's a little bit more relevant because if you don't know already, Jason Statham used to be like a diver. He like...
It's an Olympic. Not Olympic.
I looked it up. It was the Commonwealth Games. Yeah. In 1990, I think it was.
Oh.
Yeah, he was diving at the Commonwealth Games, so I've actually seen a couple of movies where he dives and he shows off his immaculate diving technique.
You just got to demonstrate a little bit.
Yeah.
Show you he's got that dog in him, that diving dog.
He sure does. So yeah, a little bit of chaos ensues here. He dives in to try and help out Suyin. The Meg's going crazy.
The Meg kind of demonstrates a little bit of intelligence here. Like, it comes from the bottom.
Yeah.
To kind of smash the cage and get her off kind of balance.
Yeah.
And it's where the acrylic isn't. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like metal.
Yeah, so like, when the Meg, like, bites this cage, sort of like drags it around, somehow Jason Statham is able to, like, because the cage is connected to the boat and Statham is like diving down the cable to get to the cage. He can hold on while it's like thrashing around, but it's also like thrashing the boat around and people are like falling off the boat left and right.
Yeah. And also it's really far out. Like, I don't know how he's pulled himself along so quickly.
Yeah. I have no idea. He's a bloody weapon.
Mm.
As you said, he's got that dog in him.
He's got that dog in him. That diving dog.
So, Ruby Rose, Jax, falls off the boat. She's up against the side of the boat, and the Meg's coming in her direction. And she is just, like, trying to scale the boat from the side of the boat. There's, like, nowhere to grab. For some reason, like, she doesn't try to swim around to the back of the boat, which is, like, maybe a meter away, so she can get up on the step or whatever. She's just slapping at the side and then someone rescues her and puts down like a little ladder and saves her. And I wrote the note, no one seems to die in this movie.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of times where, I mean, people almost die a lot. And there's a couple of times when people die.
Good couple of close calls. But the only person who's really died is the people on the poaching boat and Toshi.
Yeah. But I was getting a little bit frustrated at this point. I'm like, I need to see some people die. Like, this is... What's going on? Some more people fall off the boat. Again. And then they get back on the boat and they live. I was getting so annoyed. So I think Suyin is like... she, like, cracked her helmet or whatever.
Yeah, she's... been thrashed around and her helmet's been hit the bottom of the cage.
Yeah. But the Meg, like, because it was biting onto the cage, she, like, shot the Trank dart into the Meg's mouth. And then it was like, oh, fuck that, and swam away.
He kind of noped out of there.
Yeah. Statham saves Suyin again. The shark dies, and then they somehow get the shark onto the boat, and they, like, string it up like you do with, like, you see all those, like, commercial boats stringing up, like, big catches of sharks. Mm-hmm. It's, like, comically large, and somehow it's on this small boat.
Yeah.
And at this point, I was like, the scale of this shark is really inconsistent in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they're, like, taking photos with it. Or Beardman's trying to take a photo with it, and he gets a little scared because DJ is messing with the crane and makes him think the shark is still alive.
Yeah, there was another one where I was like, these guys, they just can't stay on the boat. They just keep...
Yeah, Beardman falls off the boat again in terror.
So, at this point, I'm like, that's a little bit weird. And then one of the characters is like, the size of this mouth for the shark, it doesn't really match the bite marks that was on the tube. And I was like, oh, shit, it might be a baby.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, this fucking giant ass Meg jumps out of the water and eats the baby.
Eats the baby. It jumps out of the water, swallowing Beardman, because he's still in the water, farting around.
Yeah.
And then grabs onto the baby, and it's just kind of flopped across the boat.
Yeah.
Wrecking shit. And then...
Boat's fucked
the
up. Boat,
the boat's fucked up. It starts to capsize. The dad gets knocked off.
Yeah.
He gets pretty seriously injured.
Yep. Mortally injured, you might say.
Mortally injured, yeah.
Yeah, and... At critical. This point, people are dying left and right, and I'm thrilled. I'm like,
so my notes for the fast thing is the Meg is dead. The Meg is back, but bigger.
Yeah.
Beardman is eaten. Dad and everyone knocked off boat.
Yeah.
Shit is hitting the fan.
We actually skipped over a death of Oh, maybe this is around about the same time, like, the Meg's going a bit nuts. We have our second sacrifice. The doctor sacrifices himself.
Yes.
Thrashes around in the water to save Jax, I think it is.
Yeah. This is right after, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're all trying to get their bearings, you know. There's a couple lifeboats around. They're kind of just trying to get everyone grouped up.
Yeah.
And Jackson, the doctor, are way out. I've got him as Dr. Heller. I'm pretty sure that's his name.
Oh, Heller, yeah.
Yeah. So, I guess to kind of make up for his sins of being an asshole to Jason Statham, he's like, I'm going to do this. He basically starts thrashing around so Jax can make it to the boat where they are standing on. And then Rainn Wilson calls for backup.
Yeah.
Right before this happens, they make it to a lifeboat after that.
Yeah,
after
Mac gets to a lifeboat and he fucking hooks everyone up with some sweet boats.
Yeah. Oh, but before that, I forgot, this is one of my favorite parts. DJ has a conniption, then has a conniption, but also raps his conniption. he starts just rapping, pretty much.
Yeah. I at this point, I wrote, this telemetry guy is providing zero to the team.
Yeah, he just kind of sits there and whinges and kind of raps a little bit.
Yeah. But bloody Bar, Suyin's dad, mortally injured on these little, like, rafty boats thing that Mac hooked us up with. And my note that I've got here, this is the backhanded compliment, is that Suyin and Bar act way better in Mandarin.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, I was like, all right, here we go. This is what I'm talking about.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, my note is, Dad is dying, making getaway. Meg is giving chase.
Yeah, he's kind of just, like, following behind.
Yeah.
And at this point, I think, like, a helicopter shows up. Like, that's Rainn Wilson's backup. They got there real quick, by the way.
Yeah, they did. They really did.
Yeah. And they, like, they tag the real Meg this time.
Yeah.
With some GPS. But they arrive back at the research lab.
Oh, wait.
Yeah?
You're skipping over or something. So they tag it, and they open fire on it.
Oh, yeah.
So they start shooting at it, and then, you know, Dad starts giving... So this is my note. Dad is giving sad monologue. Death's gonna die. Dad is dead. Sad face. Bah.
Okay.
They arrive at the research station.
Yeah. And at this point, they just... I would get so frustrated with them because they have no sense of urgency to get out of the fucking water. Like, they arrive on these little tiny, like, lifeboats at the research thing. And then they just kind of hang out in the boat for a little bit. Like, they just don't get out.
Having a sad moment.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. So, basically, we forgot to say, when you think the Meg is dead, you're like, all right, is this movie over? Yeah. That's the second time we're like, is the movie done now?
Like, yeah. But we had our second ending that wasn't a real ending.
Yeah, so basically the mum and the girl reunite after they get back to the research station.
Yep, Suyin breaks the bad news about Bar.
Yeah.
And my note here is, if Suyin leaves Mei-Ying one more fucking time, I'm going to lose it. But she just leaves this kid by herself constantly.
Yeah. My note is, Suyin is now Sad-Yin.
Yep. Nice.
Beer man comforts her. They bond over sad times.
Yep. So we're in the research lab, and Rain Wilson is given a bit of a speech about how, like, he's informed all the governments of all the surrounding, like, countries and stuff. This situation and how they're gonna deal with it in, like, a military capacity, just sort of giving, like, a little bit of a speech, and I'm like, dude, people died and it's his fault and no one gives a fuck. Like, no one's blaming him.
Yeah, pretty like, much
they loved blaming people before.
Yeah, but now they're blaming just don't Jason do Statham.
Yeah,
but not rich guy.
Yeah, so yeah,
in all my notes I just refer to him as rich man.
Nice. And then Rain's back at it again, man. Mr. Rich guy.
He kind of takes things into his own hands.
Yeah, it turns out he didn't tell any of the governments about it, and he just wants to fucking kill the Meg for the glory.
Because apparently it's going to be like a lawsuit. Yeah, basically before a bunch of lawsuits and all that kind of stuff. He basically says, trust me, bro. That's what he says to the guy in the helicopter. He's like, just trust me, bro. We'll do this.
Yeah, and they've got, like, fucking depth charges and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go out there. They like, find some sort of large aquatic animal, and they depth charge it. And then they go check it out, and it turns out it's a fucking whale. There's so many fucking whales in this movie. Like, whales are supposed to be, like, super rare. There's, like, 5 whales in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, 2 whales get eaten by the Meg alone. My note is, why are there so many whales? And then I forgot. Rain adds himself as garnish to a nice whale steak for the Meg.
All these sharks were supposedly cannibalizing the big shark. That's what you think in the moment.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, this is a whale. And then... they leave Rain behind, and then he's like, oh, that's okay, and then he gets eaten.
Yeah, because, like, they go to escape, but they escape too quickly, and he falls off the, like, end of the boat or whatever.
Yeah, and this is where you find out that he lied about, you know, telling the government. He went, he just went to go take care of it himself, so he didn't have to, you know, he wouldn't be any trouble.
Yeah.
So they figure out that the Meg is still alive, and the crew decides to take it out.
Yep. They decide they're going to deal with this situation because they're the most equipped for some reason.
Yeah.
But they recognize that the Meg is heading towards Sanya Bay.
Yeah.
And, like, according to them, it's like one of the most densely populated beaches in the world or something. So they're gonna go try and save all these people. They don't save any, like, they barely save anybody.
Yeah, I feel like they're I said that they plan to wine and dine Le Shark. That's because that's what Su Yin was talking about. I'm like, are they actually using the people as bait? That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, that is fucked up.
But they were playing cool music at the beach.
They were. There was a, like, there was a wedding going on one of the like little yachts and stuff. And that's where you see the best character in the movie.
Yeah, there's a dog. His name is Pippin. Pippin the bloody dog.
Pippin jumps in the water after, because like they do like a celebratory, the wedding party. They like jump into the water.
Yeah, they take like a
photo or something like that. And then Pippin jumps in after because Pippin's a bloody good boy.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Meg's coming.
Oh yeah, you think you are so. On the, they basically eat all the wedding goers, the Meg.
Yep.
Eats Pippin.
I think that, yeah.
Kind of get, Pippin gets off-screened.
Yeah.
Pretty undeserving for a character like that, but, you know. Just and then this is where I have a massive hole in my notes.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, because it's like, this is where all of the action in the movie, like the interesting action, but also like, pretty gruesome action is in this movie, because it's just the Meg eating like hundreds of Chinese people on this
really
bay.
Just going to town.
I'm assuming they're Chinese. They were all speaking Mandarin. I don't know for sure. Just so many people getting eaten left and right, and the movie tries to build some sort of tension with this like little fat kid that's in the water when he wasn't supposed to be, and his mum's all sad on the beach, like yelling after him.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get eaten. It's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yep. So like, he's about to eat this fat kid and like a bunch of other people swimming in the water. And then they to like their plan for saving all the people on the beach was to just put like a speaker in the ground and play some of these like whale songs. Noises.
Yeah. They were playing whale dubstep.
Yep.
And then the Meg was like, oh shit. And he's coming to check it out. It's obviously fucking, why not?
Yeah. Even though like fucking 200 people just got eaten, like they're a little bit like, why'd they take so fucking long?
I don't know. They got to Thailand in like 2 nanoseconds, but Sanya Bay was a little bit far.
Yeah. Just a little bit too far. They're dealing with the Meg at this point. Like, yeah, it's a bit of a blur for me as well. Like, the Meg shows up, eats the speaker, they get into a scuffle with the Meg. Mm-hmm.
Lots of just, you know, kind of running and baiting the shark, trying to get one over on it.
Yeah, like
trying to hit it with the tranquilizer enough to make it die.
Bloody Jonas and Su Yin, they're both in gliders and they're like trying to do like maneuvers around the Meg to confuse it or whatever, or like drag it away from the boat.
Yeah, they're kind of like doing a bait and switch where they'll, one person will bait it and the other will attack it.
Yeah,
kind of like play a game of chicken with the Megalodon essentially.
Yeah, and they're on like a shipping freight or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
The Meg hits the freight because like they're terrible at their job, and they knock a bunch of people in the water again.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this is Editing Brendan. Turns out I was completely wrong here, and I guess Alex didn't catch it either. The shark did not crash into the boat. Two helicopters crashed into each other and landed on the boat, and then people had to jump from the boat so they didn't get crushed by helicopters. I don't know how this went over our heads. I guess this movie is just a bit crazy. Okay, bye.
Basically, it's DJ and the little girl in the water.
Yeah, fucking Mei Ying. Knocked into the water. Mm-hmm. But they're fine. Like,
yeah.
DJ's freaking out in the water because he can't swim, but he's got a life jacket on. Mei Ying calms him down. And then all of a sudden, like, they get like a little bit of a jump scare. Something bursts out of the water, but it's Su Yin in her glider. And she's kind of just looking over at Mei Ying. And Mei Ying's like, Mom!
Yeah, she's like,
"You're back.
Mama, you okay?" She's like, "Yes." And then the little girl, she doesn't ask the little girl if she's okay. Yeah. And then the little girl just goes, "Yeah, I'm okay too."
Yeah.
My note Su-Yin is a terrible mother.
Yeah, Su-Yin is a terrible mum, is my note. Like, she is a fucking god-awful mum. She's awful. She's too fucking busy trying to woo Jonas.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So Jonas, so Su-Yin's out. I think something's wrong with her ship or something.
Yeah.
But Jonas is kind of soloing the Megalodon.
Yeah.
It's like no diff. He's just fucking soloing. But yeah, I think Jonas sustains a little bit of damage on his ship. It's kind of not working as intended. So yeah. He uses the sharp, jagged things on his ship to do a little maneuver and slice open the Megalodon's belly. It's kind of like a Hail Mary suicide attack.
Yeah.
But this is where we thought we saw this third sacrifice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a fake sacrifice. He lived. Mm-hmm. It was fine. He lived.
The Megalodon kind of chomps onto the thing.
Yeah. Keeps chomping on the glider. The glider gets fucked up. Yeah. And then Jonas escapes the glider because it's all like burst open and everything, and I think he's got something in the glider, and
he's got like a rebreather.
Yeah. But he has like some sort of tool as well, like some like long stick or whatever.
Yeah,
I can't really remember.
That's what he's gonna use.
Yeah, so while the Meg is like biting the glider, he like sticks this weapon, I guess, into the Meg's eye.
Yeah.
And the Meg freaks out.
Yeah, starts swimming around like crazy. For some reason, it jumps out of the water.
Yeah, and then Jonas is somehow still he's like holding on for dear life.
I think he stabbed a knife into the Meg as well. So he was gripping on with a knife, and then he stabbed the thing in, and he's trying to push it in, and then the Meg jumps into the air. He shoves it all the way in. You see the life leave the Meg's eyes.
Yep. The Meg dies.
They fall into the ocean together.
Yep.
Jonas is okay. You kind of get a jump scare because you think there might be another Meg, but it's just a regular shark. A feeding frenzy kind of ensues. All the other sharks start eating the Meg from its bloody belly.
Yep. Hammerhead comes for Jonas, and then Su-Yin saves him with the glider. Mei-Ying's not there. Thank God she's not in the glider with Su-Yin, but I'm also thinking she's fucking gone again. not take care of Mei-Ying.
Yeah. But the Meg is dead, and this is where you get a real good surprise. Pippin is alive. Pippin's is alive and well.
Yep.
I wrote, Meg is dead, Pippin's alive, Pog.
Yep. Man, we really broke down this movie.
And then I wrote, everyone enjoys some tea after epic battle. And then the movie says Finn, and then a Chinese version of
I think it was Vietnamese. Mickey.
Oh, is it Vietnamese?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chinese, I just wrote Chinese banger plays.
Yeah.
The Meg. That was the Meg.
That was the Meg.
Man, we really went in depth.
Yeah. We took a lot of notes.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Maybe a little maybe a few too many.
Yeah, but it's all a learning process, though. It was the first real episode. Yeah. This is the first time we've done notes. For the last episode, we didn't really prepare too many notes.
Yeah.
We kind of just winged it.
Yeah. So, Alex, I'd like to know your favorite part of the movie. He said it earlier, I think.
I really like the part where he said, all that for a bowl of soup. I really thought that was funny. It wasn't meant to be funny. Yeah. Just thought it was funny. I liked when DJ started rapping because it was so just out of nowhere. That was kind of funny. And I liked when you found out Pippin was alive.
Yeah,
that's the top three moments.
Same. Yeah, I liked finding out Pippin was alive. There was a shot where, I mean, they kind of overdid it a little bit, but they had a shot of like this person on a surfboard, like standing on a surfboard or whatever, and they had like a paddle. I don't know if it's called like paddle boarding or whatever.
I think so.
And like the Meg like swims under them, and it looks really cool. I thought it was a really nice shot. They overdid it, like they did it a lot, but yeah. I thought it looked really nice.
Pretty cool shot.
God, do I have another favorite bit? I did like the little moment between Suyin and Bar.
Yeah.
Like it, that was like the first like genuine thing you see in the movie.
Yeah, genuinely.
Yeah. And maybe it just seemed more genuine because I don't speak Mandarin very well.
Yeah. I can't really...
The diving bit. Yeah, Jason Statham diving. That I got really excited by that bit.
He did it! He did the thing!
He's diving!
I don't know if there's any, like, least favorite parts I can think about. Like...
It had to be every time they fucking left Meiying by themselves.
Yeah, pretty much.
It drove me nuts.
Mm.
I was just always thinking about it. Like, maybe, I don't know, maybe when you become a dad,
yeah,
it becomes a little bit more apparent. But,
yeah,
fucking hell, it was driving me nuts. Like, why is no one watching the child?
Yeah, I don't know, it's quite silly. Couldn't even get a babysitter.
No babysitter. Can't
do it.
No
babysitter. My life.
Even if there's a fucking giant ass shark.
Yeah.
Megalodon.
My child is gonna stay in the vicinity. We're not going.
Yeah. Keep the child there. Definitely don't let it leave the research lab and get onto land where it can't be eaten by megalodons. That would be silly.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I had a prediction, like, this is after they find out that they didn't kill the Meg.
Yep.
Then they just killed the little one. I said, prediction, little girl saves the day. Didn't come to fruition.
It did not.
It did not. I thought the little girl was going to do something heroic. I mean, I wouldn't put it past this movie.
I mean, she's too busy taking care of herself to take care of anyone else.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. So what do you think you're going to rate this one?
I'd give this movie like a 5. I'd give this movie like a real strong 5.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty fair rating.
I think that's also very fair. You know what I gave this movie?
What'd you give it?
I gave it a 5.
Yeah.
Just a dead on 5.
Nothing in this movie blew me away.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything revolutionary. I don't think it's trying to do anything new. I think it's just trying to be, you know, some action blockbuster kind of... I wouldn't know if I'd... It's kind of... It wouldn't be like a family movie. I guess it's kind of probably more directed at, like, teenagers.
Definitely not a family movie.
Definitely not.
Yeah, it's just like a action comedy movie, I guess.
Yeah,
because it is comical at times. IMDb 5.7 out of 10. So yeah, it seems like it tracks. And then my Who Watches Us spreadsheet, it looks like the average rating is 4.7. So yeah, we're definitely right in the middle of those.
Yeah.
And our ratings combined, that's an average rating of 5. That's just some quick maths.
Sort of quick maths.
Yeah. You know, 10 divided by 2.
10 divided by 2? What's that?
That's 5.
Is it? I guess that's 5.
It sure is. So, what I think we were missing from episode 0 is, should other people watch this movie?
I'd give it a watch. Maybe chuck it on with some friends.
Yep.
If you don't know, if you're not feeling, you can't think of anything to watch, do you just want to watch something dumb?
Yeah.
Not really something you have to pay too much attention to, just something you can laugh at. Yeah, chuck it on.
Exactly.
Why not?
Yep. I would say the same. Yeah, watch it with friends. Have as many beers
Yeah, I was about to say, you probably make a drinking game out of it.
Yeah, every as time, many beers as Jonas says. Yeah.
Yeah, every time Jonas says beer, take a drink. Every time the shark is on screen, take a drink. Anytime Su Yin is not supervising Mei Yin, take a drink.
Oh my god.
You won't make it through that movie without getting alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, definitely just kind of like a throwaway kind of gag movie.
Yep.
Don't go into it expecting anything revolutionary. But
yeah, it's forgettable, but it's a fun ride if you're with friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So, Alex, what are we watching next week? It's your pick.
Fuck, I didn't prepare anything. How could I forget, like, one of the main premises of this podcast? I was just so excited to watch another movie that I didn't even I literally completely forgot that I have to pick one.
Yeah, I reckon each time it's someone's pick, they introduce the episode as well. Like, I introduce this one, you can introduce the next one.
Okay. You know what movie I have been meaning to watch for a while now? The original Alien.
Ooh, that's good.
I've been wanting to watch that for a while. I've heard it's actually really good. And I've been meaning to watch it, so
yeah, I love next that movie. Week, and yeah,
we should watch Alien.
Lock it in. Watching Alien.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
Cool. Alrighty. Thank you for listening to Who Watches Us. I had a blast. Me too. I definitely think this is episode one.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, this is a lot of fun.
Yep.
It definitely feels a lot better than last time. It was a lot more structured.
Yep.
And definitely not nearly as awkward, but just as much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, give us a rate, give us a subscribe if you want to. I don't care.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye.